We're hopefully today speaking about an approach or two of the Kli Yakar, and one of them in particular is one that has is incredibly controversial. We're going to see some Torah today that relates to a lot of what's coming up. We'll see a Kli Yakar in this week's Parsha, and Parsha Vayelech. It's going to connect to Yom Kippur. It'll connect to Sukkot very, very nicely. And we'll see a very famous Kli Yakar in Parsha Chukas. There's a lot of great Torah here, and we're going to try our best to do it justice on some level. Let's start as follows. Kli Yakar is one of the more well-known Perushim on Chumash. The Kli Yakar lived in Prague, I believe, around the same time as the Maharal and the Shlah. In that time, I believe the Sefer Kli Yakar, he writes in the Hakdama that he had been sick, and when he had gotten better, he accepted upon himself a Kabbalah. He was going to put out the Sefer, and he did, and we have, therefore, the Sefer Kli Yakar. It's been printed in a lot of the standard Mikros Gedolos. It's a very easily accessible Sefer, and one that when people speak about the Parsha, you'll definitely hear from time to time them quoting the Kli Yakar. What I want to do is frame the discussion a little bit with a very beautiful insight he has in this week's Parsha, and then we're really going to set things up to get some background, to see what he says in Parshas Chukas, to see what exactly emerges from it, which again is very, very intriguing. But start as follows. The Torah in this week's Parsha tells us that there's a mitzvah of Hakel, that once every 7 years, all of Klal Yisrael is going to gather together, men, women, and children. They're all going to come to Yerushalayim, and they're all going to learn Torah together. It's a mitzvah of Hakel. The Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Chagiga describe what the men are doing, what the women are doing, what the children are doing there. And Pashtus, the experience of Hakel, is one that is focused primarily on Talmud Torah. Once every 7 years, we're all going to get together. We're going to hear Torah. We're going to learn together. It's like one big Yom Iyun, which is going to take place in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. The Kli Yakar, though, writes, V'nira shekol ikar tzorech Hakel zeh haya ba'avor tshuva. That the real reason, what's really going on behind Hakel, is a desire, is a need for being mechazek us in the avoda of tshuva. Says the Kli Yakar the following very, very interesting insight. Chazal tell us that Sukkot, the Medrash Rabbah, Yom Rishon Shel Chag is Nikra Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos. That Yom Kippur time, all of our averas get wiped out. Between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we're so busy performing mitzvos, it's hard to mess up too much. So it comes along Sukkot, and Sukkot is Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos. It's the first time that a person is able to start, whatever this means. Many people have sinned between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, I'm sure. But what it means more or less is that people are relatively busy, engaged in mitzvot, buying dalminim and building a sukkah and things like that, getting ready for Sukkot. That only when Sukkot actually hits Rishon Hu L'Cheshbon Avonos do people start sort of messing up again and falling back into certain challenges that they've had. That's why, says the Kli Yakar, on Sukkot, every 7 years, we're going to have Hakel. The goal is that when people start messing up again, we don't want the phenomenon that you only talk about tshuva after a person's already got into a very sort of low place. You want to preempt it a little bit. So already, in the beginning of Sukkot, already on Sukkot, we're going to start learning about when people start messing up. Here's the importance of tshuva. Says the Kli Yakar, one step further, though. The Gemara tells the Rosh Hashanah, the difference between the Aseret Yemei Tshuva and Sukkot itself, in the rest of the year, is that Aseret Yemei Tshuva, even a yachid, even a person on their own, can come and perform Tshuva very easily. But when it's not Aseret Yemei Tshuva, if a person wants to engage in Tshuva, so while you can always do it on your own, it is far more impactful when that Tshuva is done with you being part of a klal. It's far more impactful when that Tshuva is done when you're coming as part of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. And that is why, says the Kli Yakar, Hakel, which is geared towards tshuva, has all of Klal Yisrael there. Because during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, I can sit alone and do tshuva. It's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Dir Shu Hashem B'Himatzo, even a yacht that is very close to Ribono Shel Olam. But when it's not Aseret Yemei Tshuva, what's going to give us the power to do tshuva? He says Hakel. Hakel is going to be on Sukkot when a person first starts falling back into some of the problems they've had. And that's when it's going to be done with the klal. That's also why, says the Kli Yakar, that connects to a very well-known idea, which is on Sukkot we bring the dalminim. On Sukkot, the dalminim, Chazal tell us, each reflect different kinds of Jews. Lulav, Esrog, Hadassim, and Aravos, those Jews that have Torah and Maisim Tovim. Those Jews that have Torah and no Maisim Tovim. Maisim Tovim and no Torah, or neither. And we bring them all together, because in many ways what we're trying to get when it comes to Sukkot is Achdus. Why is that so critical? Part of it has to do with the necessity of tshuva, which takes place when lots of people are all together. That's a kliyakar in this week's parsha of Vayelech to frame the discussion a little bit, that tshuva is something which is critically important. It's something which you want to get out in front of and not wait until you're sort of like messing up a little bit and only then approach it. Already then in the beginning, and to do so, the mitzvah of hakel, what's so critically important about it is doing it together. Now, says the kliyakar, it is rooted in Torah. You're going to hear sections of Sefer Devarim being read out loud. Sefer Devarim in many ways. Sefer Devarim in many ways is focused on tochacha and tshuva. It's something which is focused on trying to help a person be able to repent. And because that is the case, so that's why we're going to, again, want to hear Sefer Devarim there so for us to be able to engage in tshuva. That's a kliyakar here in Parshas Vayelech. Kliyakar at times does speak about tshuva. What I want to do today is give you background to appreciate what is a very, very wild statement in the kliyakar. Statement that Reb Tzadok, who's known for his wild thoughts, Reb Tzadok says that what the kliyakar writes here is lo nitan lehayamer. It's not something which a person should write. It's not something which a person should publicize. It's a very sort of wild and dangerous idea. But let's get a little bit of background, and we're going to learn a mahalach, a shita, that is critically, I don't know if it's important, it's very intriguing. The Gemara tells us, Maseches Yuma, source number 2 on the sheet, Hechi Dami Baal Tshuva. Who's Baal Tshuva? What does it mean to become a Baal Tshuva? Says the Gemara, Amar Bihuda, Kigon Shebas Yado Davar Avera Pam Rishon Vishniya V'Nitzal Himana. So Rabbi Huda added, but also Isa, but also Perek, but also Makom. A Baal Tshuva is someone, let's say a person, God forbid, fooled around with a girl. So what's called real Baal Tshuva? The Gemara says real Baal Tshuva is to be in that exact same place, with that exact same girl, same sort of reality that you've constructed, and then you overcome it. That's called a Baal Tshuva. That real Tshuva is going back to the same place and overcoming that same Nisayim. Now, what does that mean? If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, so Rambam makes a couple changes to the Gemara. Rambam says, Ezi Tshuva Gemura. We're talking here not about just who's a Baal Tshuva, what's called Tshuva Gemura. But the Rambam understands, Zesh Shebal Yadu Davar Sha'avar Bo, after Be'ad Be'adu La'aso. So it's when you get to a position where you're in the same spot again. I messed up in this, and right now, I could do this again. I could mess up again. Upirish V'lo Asa Mipnei HaTshuva, and I end up not doing it, even though it's not because I'm scared I'm going to get caught, and it's not because I'm too tired or too weak, it's not because of anything like that. Rather, what is going on, says the Rambam, I just don't want to do it. I'm nisyachinima in the same place, and I overcome it. That, says the Rambam, is considered to be tshuva gemura. Revolbaum from Queens. Anyone here from Queens? Brazil's not feeling well, I know. Anyone else? I don't know. Revolbaum, the Minchas Chayim, on Hilchos Tshuva, points out something which is very, very powerful. I'll just give you the Machlokes Rishonim, we'll give you a good hesber, and it's very, very intriguing. Rabbi Yonah and the Rambam both quote this Gemara. Rabbi Yonah, sorry, Tshuva, the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, they do so in very, very different ways. If you look in Rabbeinu Yonah writes, you don't actually have to go through these circumstances for it to be full tshuva. What the Gemara means, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is that your tshuva has to be so complete and so sincere that if you would be in that place, you'd be able to do tshuva. Like, if I would be in that place with that girl again, the Gemara's example, I'd overcome it. But, says Rabbeinu Yonah, let's say you never get put in that situation again. Let's say I'm never placed in that kind of an environment. You're still considered to be a full Baal Tshuva. It's still called Tshuva Gemura because you have the capacity to overcome it. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva learns it. If you look at the Rambam, though, that's not what the Rambam sounds like. If you look in the Rambam, it sounds in the Rambam that no, the only way you really get full Tshuva is if your mom is there. If I actually am in that place with that girl, at the same time, Ozo Perek, Ozo Makom, Ozo Isha, only then are you really considered to be a Baal Tshuva. But the fact that you could have done it doesn't really matter. You got to go through that. What's pshat in that machlokes? So, Revolbaum suggests the following very, very, I think, simple and very powerful pshat. What's pshat? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, Siman and Siba, we spoke about yesterday as far as Edikiyam goes, to Shem Shiloh here also. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's all a simon. Are you strong enough to overcome it or not? It's not about the process of being in that room again with that girl. It's about, am I strong enough? If you're strong enough to overcome it, you're considered to be good to go. But the Rambam understands, and here's such an important yisod, says the Rambam, will end hopefully with a letter of a footner. But the Rambam understands, no. For a person to engage in Tshuva Gemura, they have to go through that process. Because sometimes going through a process like that builds you and makes you stronger. Nisyonos, some of the Rishonim describe, are things that when a person goes through Nisyonos, they leave stronger. They leave stronger. The experience of being there and saying no and walking out, that is part of what leads you to Tshuva Gemura. That's part of what makes you someone who's really great going through those experiences. It's not like if I were in that spot, I'd be able to do so. No. When you go through that, now you've made yourself into someone bigger. When you've gone through that, now you've become someone who's really engaged in Tshuva Gemura. So machlokas, what seems to be between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, I got to be alone with that girl in the same room again. Okay. But according to Rambam, the only way I'm in Tshuva Gemura is if I'm mamish with her, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, as long as I could. Now, let's just build for a second. L'chora to Dover Pasha, you can't put yourself in that situation. L'chora. You can't go into the room with the girl, engage in the Isser of Yichud with her, sit there entirely, b'oso perik, b'oso makom, b'oso isha, in order to, like, become a Baal Tshuva. That can't work. The Gemara tells Maseches Sanhedrin, the Gemara there on Daf Kuf Zayin, source number 5, that la'olam al yavi adam atmo lidei nisayon. We even daven for that every morning, not to be tested. A person can't proactively come along and decide that they're going to test themselves to be in that kind of a position. So what happened is something which is actually pretty intriguing. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, you could be a Baal Tshuva, even though you were never in that situation. According to the Rambam, you can do Tshuva, but it sounds like there's an element of Tshuva Gemura that a person will never be able to achieve unless they happen to mess up or happen to be in that situation. But other than that, the way the Rambam seems to understand it, it could be a person really would never be able to achieve this full tshuva. Parentheses, and maybe why the Rambam says it's not called tshuva gemura, as opposed to Gemara says about tshuva. I'm saying, no, for sure it's still tshuva, it's just not tshuva gemura. Now we come along to the Kliyakar. The Kliyakar is going to, I hope on some level, challenge what we would have thought. Kliyakar is in Parshas Chukas, and he asks a very, very simple question. Many of us know, some of us learned it last year together, when it comes to Parah Aduma, there's an amazing phenomenon, which is that the same thing which is Metahir, the Temeim, is Metame, the Tehorim. You can have something which is at the same time able to purify those who are impure and able to contaminate those who were pure. How can that be? So many of us think of Parah Aduma as like the paradigmatic Chok, something which makes no sense at all. Where do you ever find something like that? That something could be good for some and bad for others, it can't be at all. But the reality is that some of the Mefarshim, the Chizkuni there, I think, and others, talk about how maybe there's some inner logic here. Says the Kliyakar the following idea. You got to just like, it's awesome. And it only gets wilder when the Baal Shem gets involved. The Altara Remes, the Baal HaKedah understands that the whole dinim of Parah Aduma is a reference to Tshuva. And the way Tshuva works, says the Kliyakar, as follows, source number 9 on the sheet, that there are certain things which are good for some and bad for others. Fasting is something which we don't do nowadays so much, but fasting as part of the tshuva process was something which is maybe good for someone that's messed up, but for someone who's sinned a lot, but for the average, regular person, so there's no need to fast. That person fasting may even be detrimental. Certain things can be good for some and bad for others. Says the Gemara as follows. Uchahi says the Kliyakar, like we find in Maseches Yuma, who's a Baal Tshuva? Don't you ba also mighty the other upir shimena also makom also chet also isha. Ki makom hachet v'shar she'avrbo tzarech shesham tehek v'urasul es garbel yitzro shekvar tam pam tam averum vakesh limuda. That if a person wants to really engage in real tshuva, you have to go back to the place where you messed up. You have to go back to the place where you messed up, and you have to do whatever you can to try and fix it. Dafka be makom hachet, dafka going back to that place where you messed up to try and fix it. V'yes omrim, please listen to this kliyakar. Shezek kavanas razal, makom shebali tshuva omdim, tzadikim gemurim enim yacholim la'amocham. The place where bali tshuva stand, tzadikim gemurim can't stand. What do we normally understand that Gemara to be saying? Bali tshuva are on a higher madrega. Says kliyakar, no, it's a literal statement. The places where bali tshuva can go, tzadikim gemurim are not allowed to go to. Ki, habal tshuva, sarich la'amod bimakom asher amad sham barishona. a Baal Tshuva has to go stand in the place where he first messed up. Ulehisyachedim oso isha, asher. He has to go back and engage in yichud with that girl that he messed up with. But Tzadik Gamor, for a Tzadik Gamor, Usr HaYichad. A Tzadik Gamor can't bring himself there. But for a Baal Tshuva, he can. Says, that's the Hainu Etz Yichad. Tainu Etzim HaTshuva Metami HaTahorim Metar HaTameim. Part of the Tshuva process for a Baal Tshuva is to actually go and set up the same environment again. And to actually go, says the Kliyag, what he seems to say, is to be over what we would think is an Isser of Yichud. The Isser of Yichud says the Kliyakar for Tehorim Mikmimatami them. For righteous people, for pure people, Tzadik Gamor, there's never alone with a girl in a room like that. For them, it can purify them. Sorry, for them, it contaminates them. You never did it, it'll be Mitame you, it's Usser, it's Yichud, etc. But for the Baal Tshuva, the Baal Tshuva has to go and set that up and be alone with that girl. Yichud, you got to go engage in Yichud and be alone with that girl. That is Pshat, that's Kliyakar in the Gemara. B'makom shebalei tshuva omdim, in the place where balei tshuva are standing, meaning, in a place where part of their tshuva process, they're going to go be alone with a girl in the room, ein tzadikim gemurim yecholim la'amod. Tzadikim are not allowed to go there. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it has to be, I have the potential to overcome temptation if I'm there. According to Ram Mizdavka, if I am there, but pashtus, I can't bring it upon myself. For the Kliyakar, you have to bring it upon yourself. Create the exact same situation in which you messed up in, the exact same situation, and do your best to be able to try and overcome it. There's a safer, Tzadok quotes, it's even more intense. Rav Hendler wrote an article about this Kliyakar in the thought of Rav Tzadok, but he points it out, I don't even know how you pronounce it. Rav Yevi on Tehillim, I'm not sure how to say it. Third generation Chassidus Talmud of the Magen of Mezrich. In Tehillim, in Lamed Vav Gimel, he says, even in a more wild way, he quotes the same idea from the Baal Shem, that a person who wants to engage in Tshuva has to put themselves in the exact same position. The way he quotes from the Baal Shem, again, this is not from from our world, that the Baal Shem says, you have to do it, Shayira Baal Tshuva, she is Damin Lo, make sure it's going to come up again, that you're going to be there. V'hikshu b'misifta d'rakia, but there's a kasha, even when you go back, this is a more extreme idea, even when you go back into that same room, kishahalach la'avorim oso isha, when you initially went to sin, you did it b'chatzifas v'sachak im ha'isha, atzbal yavera, first you were joking around with her, you were having a good time with her and things like that, and that's the circumstance in which you messed up. But when you go now to do tshuva, and you set yourself up to be in the same room as her, so then when you're doing it bitznias, and you're doing it in order, because k'dei limos v'lis noes haveri, part of your tshuva process. So how is that really even considered to be the same situation? Because the same situation, it's the same physical location, but last time we were joking around a lot, and last time I was really like, you know, into this, and I was excited about it. And right now I'm not so much. So how is it even the same experience? V'tir t'misif t'derakia, this is a wild, wild mucker. Shebe'emes hutra lebal tshuva pam shenis, leilech b'chatzifas, v'lischok im ha'isha, she'avrima pam rishon. You're allowed to go back and get in the same emotional zone with her. Get in the same emotional place. Joke around with her. Mess around. Things like that. And then, once you've created the exact same experience, even the same like emotional, I'm beginning to build a connection with her, then stop. That is called tshuva gemura. So they say in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. So, let's unpackage things a little bit. Come along with Tzadok in Takanas HaShavet. Tzadok Kohen of Lublin, one of the great Hasidic masters of late 19th, and I guess, I think 2 years of early 20th century. Takanas HaShavet, Tzadok on Tshuva. Tzadok is a very, very wild thinker. About 4 years ago, I think we had this chus in Kayetzman of learning the Torah of Tzadok. Tzadok here starts out as follows. It's in the end of I think it was by Osios, Ostes, there in Takanas HaShavet. It's Hei Tevav there. This is very, very interesting. Tzadok himself assumes like Rabbeinu Yonah. He hasn't called Rabbeinu Yonah. Tzadok himself assumes like Rabbeinu Yonah. That's about being in the position in which you could theoretically mess up, but not that I actually have to be in that same situation at all again. No way. How could it be? I have to be there again, etc. But look what he says in Osvav. After he says there's no way that's what it means, he says, but the reality is, I saw a sefer Shaya Biyadi, Sefer Rav Yiva, whatever it's called, Reza Sham B'Tehillim, I saw in this Pasuk, they quote from Baal Shem, from Sifra Kiyah, Lahatir Lahavi Atma, Baal Chubuli, Dedeka, Veshuvar Isi, Shagam B'Sefer Kli Yakar Kastav Kain, who perish the shame Yesh Mepharshim, he quotes a Mepharshim that say, that a person's allowed, Hainu Dehim Asur Mles Yad, Lahavi Atma, Dedeh Nisayon, Mashenki, and Baal Chubuli, Baal Chubuli is allowed to test himself, and Baal Chubuli is allowed to put himself in a position where he is going to be in a situation of Yichud. Says, I don't fully understand exactly. I don't have a safer in front of me to check exactly what's going on there. Anything like this requires an enormous amount of analysis. You should not even be publishing this. You should not even be teaching it. Huh? Meaning, there should be no shir right now. Which, you know, whatever. So there's a... that there are certain things that a person is not even allowed to say. Meaning it's such a wild idea, you shouldn't say it. Also the Tzadok, he even points out that you have a variety of Mepharshim that explicitly reject this. The Sefer Chassidim Rabbi Yehuda Chassid is explicit that you should not be. Putting yourself in this kind of situation. You know the Behuda and Drashat Slach also writes, there's no way you should put yourself in a situation like this at all. There's absolutely no way that a person should at all do this. Okay. Let's understand a couple of things very, very briefly and feel understand things well. Rav Hendler, there's a journal put out, a book put out a bunch of years ago, on the thought of Reb Tzadok. And Reb Hendler, an article there, explores this piece of the Kli Yakar, and he points out a couple of things that are noteworthy. Number one, if you're into history at all, there are some academics who claim that the reason why Reb Tzadok responded so harshly was because, if you remember anything from like your modern Jewish history classes, post Shabtai Tzvi, so there were a lot of concerns about the influence of Shabtai Tzvi and his followers in Klal Yisrael. And one of the things I believe that they used to do, I think about the academic, it's not my area, that they were very into in the followers of Shabtai Tzvi was Aveir Lishma. Aveir Lishma is a complicated story, Maseches Nazir, about when exactly you could like violate an Aveira, but doing it L'Shem Shamayim. And that was very, very controversial. So yeah, early Hasidus so struggled a little bit, some discussions, because where they hold about like a degree of like Aveira Lishma. Aveir Lishma gets quoted a lot. You'll find it in different contexts. I think there's an tziv, even like Yaakov stealing the brachas, may have been like an Aveir Lishma. On one hand, like you're lying to your father, but it's Lishma, Lishma Shemayin. And sometimes Aveir Lishma is something which can be justified in certain places. And amongst Hasidim, it becomes increasingly, it's something which is very controversial, this idea of like violating what it seems to say in Shulchan Aruch, because I'm doing things Lishem Shemayin. When you view it in the context on some level, you're in the context of like some Hasidim, you know, not davening Bisman at all, and doing certain things that like appear to be not as halachic, but like I'm l'shem shemayim, so you know it's all good. Like the way the Chiddush Rim says it out, why can't you have daven bisman? Because the Gemara says in Brachos that tefilas ha'erev ain lakeva, that Marev has no like set time. It's a Chiddush about Marev when you could daven Marev. The Rim says al derech drush tefilas ha'erev, a tefila which is arev, which is sweet, and which is that ain lakeva, you can do more or less whenever you want. As long as the tefila is sweet, you know, you're entirely good to go. It's not a halach l'maisa kind of a bzak. I'm just, you know, you have this idea. So part of what may be going on here is the harsh response is trying to fight and trying to critique a certain worldview that gets out there sometimes, but the idea of Aveir Lishma. Aveir Lishma, the thought of Tzadok and Rebbe the Ishbitzer is very, very complex. So yeah, but that's something that's going on here as far as Nisr Yichud, which I would think is the Chora totally usher, you know, and that. The Nodi Hud even writes, the Tzlach, and his drushas, that a person who would do this is like pure mitzvah haba Aveira. Like, even if you would do tshuva through, like, placing yourself in a position of yichud, that's called mitzvah b'aveira. When we learn mitzvah b'aveira next year in, you know, El Ozman, so we'll be done, but is it really like a chefetz shel aveira for b'chaim, and is it really called mitzvah b'aveira, you know, that's a shayla. But pashtus, it's highly, highly inappropriate, and the harsh response is there for very, very good reason. You will have some who will point out, and here is something which is important. I want to just point out a qualification, and then be able to pull things back. You will have some who will point out, this Reb Tzadok himself writes, that I really would have argued even the opposite of the Kli Yakar. If I had to argue something, it would have been the opposite. What would I have argued? What I would have argued was that if anyone should be avoiding a particular Nisayon, if anyone should not be putting himself in a place of Nisayon, it should be the Baal Tshuva. Because that guy messed up there. He's a track record of messing up there. We know he's failed there. Kli Yakar is saying, Dafka, that guy should go there. I would have thought the opposite. Tzadik Gamor, maybe it's not the biggest deal in the world. Maybe. It is, but maybe it's not. But, I don't know if it's in the world. That's like a very intense statement. But it is a big deal. But about Tshuva, I would have thought Dafka, the Baal Tshuva, should never go in that situation. If he knows that every time he sits with the same five friends, he's always speaking Lashon Hara. If he knows that every time he's talking to the same people, he's always engaging in some form of inappropriate talk, so he should dafka avoid those people. I wouldn't tell that guy, no. Your avodah is to go there, you know, when they're having their, you know, when they're hanging out on Saturday night, to go there, to go to that dinner with them, and while they're talking, then get up and be Baal Shem, even have a good time first, like schmooze with them, get going a little bit, and then once they start going, then get up and walk out. The Baal Tshuva, I would never say to do that. He's be the last one to place himself in that kind of a nisayon. I want to just try for a moment to temper what the Kli Yakar says. Some are going to say, obviously, like, there's no way he really meant this. Okay. If you look at the Kli Yakar, though, in last week's Parsha, I didn't point this out, but it's very, very important. The Kli Yakar in last week's Parsha does issue a significant qualification in terms of how much a person needs to feel like they have to do this. Torah tells us that it's not clear exactly what about what, but it's lo bashamayimi, velo rechokahi, lo me'ever liyam. There is something that is not in heaven, that's not far away from us. For some, the Gemara and Eirvin, that's a reference to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is lo bashamayimi. For some, Mefarshim, it's a reference to tshuva. Tshuva is accessible. Tshuva is something which you could do. Since the Kli Yakar is a reference to tshuva, lefisha amru chazal, what does it mean, lo rechokahi? What does it mean that tshuva is not that far away? Since the Kli Yakar, you can make a mistake. Lefisha amru razal hechi dami bal tshuva kagon shepa oso avera oso isha oso perik oso makom. Since I could think that tshuva, the Gemara says, real tshuva is only when I'm back in that same place. Real tshuva is only when I am with the same girl. What could I think? I could think that if I don't bring myself there, if I can't create that reality again, if I don't end up with that, that means that I'm not going to be able to ever really be about tshuva. I have to go all the way with this. Says the Kli Yakar, not at all. Again, there it's a Yesh Mefarshim in Chukas. But he says the Kli Yakar, not at all. Ein dai lecha bazet. Ki picha uvelvavcha makom achet. Dehainu nami boso makom. Ki lo omer boso isha el l'rascha demilsa. Aval ein ikar atshuva tali bazet. This whole idea of being in the same room with her again, says the Kli Yakar himself, this whole idea is only when it's l'rascha demilsa. It's an extra additional thing to get a higher level of tshuva. Like the Rambam's tshuva me'ula, tshuva gemura. But, says the Kli Yakar, if I don't get in that position, don't think that you haven't done ikar tshuva. Don't think that you haven't done real tshuva. Don't think that you haven't put yourself in a position where the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to forgive you for what you've done. It may not be as high a level, but it's still something which is undoubtedly there. It's not the tshuva gemura, but it's still, you're for sure considered to be a real Baal tshuva. I want to just chazer and end with a letter of Rav Huttner's that I think is important for us to just contextualize things appropriately. We saw as follows. Number one, Kli Yakar, this week's Parsha. Hakel, we want to preempt things. When a person thinks that they're going to need, I'm going to start messing up, already then start the process of the chizuk of tshuva that takes place, and that's the mitzvah of Hakel. And even though in a Seder Shmei tshuva, in many ways, we could do it all on our own, that the power of a tzibor is so much greater, not in a Seder Shmei Tshuva, but in a Seder Shmei Tshuva, the yachid has the capacity to do great things, even without a tzibor, but during the rest of the year, the tzibor adds so much. So how do I want to be there with the tzibor? I want everyone to be able to be there. Sukkot is about bringing everyone together, because we need this chizuk, because Sukkot is the first time, regional Chesban Avonos, where I got a lot of Yom Kippur, but I'm nervous things are going to fall a little bit. I don't want things to fall that much, and therefore I want to make sure that on Sukkot, I'm getting the requisite chizuk for me to be in a good place. I'm setting the stage for me to achieve a certain kind of greatness. Says the Kli Yakar, here's the very what's the definition of real high quality tshuva? So the Gemara in Yuma has this line, to be alone with the girl again in the same room. For Bina Yona, that means I have to have the ability to be there and overcome it, not that I actually have to be there. For the Rambam, I do have to be there for Tshuva Gemura, but it doesn't mean pashtus that I can ever put myself in that situation. If I happen to find myself there, that's not opportunity for Tshuva Gemura, but I should never put myself in that situation at all. So L'chorah is pashtus for the Rambam. The Kli Yakar quotes a Deya. They quote a Deya also in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. Some, if Hendler points out that the Shlach, who was who was in Prague around the same time as the Kli Yakar, so they also had similar ideas. About even proactively putting yourself there, a very wild idea on a theological level, isn't it an Isser of Yichud? How could you do that? We don't assume at all like the Kli Yakar. So this is like, we speak about sometimes like in these Tshuva Shiurim of like finding your Mahalach. This is not that Mahalach that we're looking for as far as the practical steps of like, wow, this is going to be an awesome, like this will be an awesome next 4 days before Yom Kippur as I, you know, like try to reconstruct every Aveira I've ever done. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, it'll be like, it'll be an enjoyable prep for whatever, you know, like, and even the Baal Shem Tov, like getting into the same emotional zone, you know, for it, and then overcome it. Like, so that's not exactly what we really want to go for, but it's an intriguing idea and one that's out there. And I think it can help us understand something important about our own nisyonos and about our own experiences. And here I want to go through a letter of Rav Huttner, who also we learned on Friday Shir a bunch of years ago. I don't remember if we spoke about this one. It's letter, it's Kuf Mem Aleph, in Rav Huttner's letters. It's a really important one because it frames a lot of the time the experiences that we have. And I think it's a way of relating to nisyonos in a way which is very, very helpful. Rav Huttner is writing a letter to someone who seems to have been struggling on some level or going through a certain nisayon. So Rav Huttner offers the following, it's a very beautiful line. La'amod b'nisayon sarich koach, l'umatzeh kol amida b'nisayon mosifa koach. To withstand a test requires strength, but when you do withstand that test, it adds strength. Nisyonos, says Rav Huttner, we daven all the time not to have nisyonos. We don't want to have nisyonos. We want to try to avoid them as much as possible. So much success in life is determined by not where you are in the moment, but the choices or how you're going to do in the moment, the choices that you make in advance. Am I positioning myself to be successful or not to be successful? It's not about being in a situation and trying to overcome it. We always want to try to avoid the challenge in the first place. That if I know that if I go to a certain place, I'm going to violate, it's going to be a struggle for me. So the goal is to try and avoid being in that place the first time. Not to try to bring this nisyonos upon ourselves, but rather to make sure that we're being wise, that we're being intelligent about trying to avoid this nisyonos in the first place. Putting ourselves in place where we're going to be successful. This is as follows. Every person knows that they're going to have nisyonos. Every person knows that Baruch Shalom is how the world is run. We're all going to have struggles in life, and we're all going to have tests. And your tests are not going to be my tests, and mine are not going to be yours. We're all going to have our own nisyonos. Says Rav Huttner the following very, very important insight. When you find yourself in a nisayon, here's a quote to Kli Yakar here, but let's channel the Kli Yakar, I'll channel the Rambam for a second. The goal of a test, and the reason why we have a test, and the Ramban Al-Tor relates to this also, is not just to be able to pass it. The reason why we have tests is not to be able to pass or overcome that test. That's a mistaken understanding in terms of why the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a test in the first place. God knows if we're going to pass the test or not. There's no test to find out how you're going to do. Teachers have to give an assessment, a test, to know, do people know the material or not know the material? The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have to do that. The goal of a test is not to be able to now have clearer insight, to now know, to pass it. Says Rav Huttner, the goal of a test, Adraba hanisayon sarach lios mikor shel hisromos v'hisalos. A test, when you have a test, that is meant to be a source that is of potential to uplift you, to raise you up, to bring you to a very, very different place. When you have nisyonos, the goal is as follows. When you have a nisayon and you pass that nisayon, you're now a better person. You're now an elevated person. If I'm somewhere and they're speaking Lashon Hara, and I don't say anything, and I get up and I say, this is not for me, I, 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 I walk away because I don't want to be there in that conversation. I haven't just passed the test. I want to be able to use that as a way of uplifting me, of bringing me up, of giving me the confidence that I could do it, of the strength of character to have been able to withstand it. It builds me. It builds me. When I have a hard time in a particular, I'm very, very tired, to Sarah's made tshuva, we said sleepless late last night, and I work hard to get up this morning. I work hard to get up and to come to Daven well and to come to Shir on a Friday morning. That isn't just that you passed a potential Nisayon. It builds us, says Rav Hutner. It makes us greater. We're now people that have withstood this. We went through this. It's like Mashal L'Mahadavar Domeh. When you have like a championship basketball team, and it's a real struggle, and they make their way to the playoffs and the championship, it's not just that we've clarified they're the best team. Part of the reasons why they're as good as they are is because they made it through that process. And when you make it through a process, and you work really hard, you then become greater. So says Rav Hutner, on the one hand, we don't want to embrace the Kli Yucker kind of, he doesn't quote it, we don't want to embrace the Kli Yucker kind of an approach. I don't want to embrace an approach in which I am bringing this Yonos upon myself. That's too tricky. It's too rigid. Tzadok, lo nitan leam. Don't go there. Don't go there. It's too risky. If you've messed up, the best thing to do is to avoid, like Tzadok says, entirely. Do whatever you can to not be there again. But when you have nisyonos, and we all have struggles and tests, we're all in situations in which we're going to be tested. Am I going to respond and make that comment? It's going to make fun of my friend or not? Am I going to, when I'm having a difficult interaction with my roommate, am I going to be wise and overcome it or not? In relationships with family members, we all have certain challenges sometimes. Some things are, Baruch Hashem, we come from wonderful families, we have great relationships. But always there are certain challenges that come up. They're nisyonos that you can't avoid. And I'm sitting there and I'm learning in a base of measures, and there are nisyonos that come up sometimes. There's a conversation over there I'd love to take part in, but I want to learn right now. Those are nisyonos that you can't avoid. And when those come up, it's important to understand that a nisayon on some level requires energy and koach to overcome it. But when you do overcome it, you will be more invigorated, you will have more strength than you ever would have thought you could have. Because when you overcome nisyonos, you become greater. We want to avoid this as a foot nerve, but if we're in a position where we're in a nisayon, so now that's a place, which can be the mucker, it can be the mikoras, Roman musfis, alas, it's the place that you can uplift and raise yourself from. One of the things that the Kli Yucker does for us for tshuva is clarifies the importance of being with the klal at times and preempting things in this week's parsha. What he does in parsha chukas, even if we're not going to do it lemaisa, what he clarifies for us, what a foot nerve says so powerfully and so beautifully, is the importance of understanding the role of nisyonos, of being in situations that are challenging. I don't place myself there, but never make the mistake that because you are there, our only goal is to pass it. If you're there, that means here's an opportunity for you to become better. Here's an opportunity for you to build yourself, to be a person who's more. A guy is tired this morning and he's working hard to stay awake and he's pushing himself. He's better now as a result. He didn't just pass the test, he's greater. It's so true in our interpersonal interactions. It's true when it comes to our B'nai L'makom, when it comes to our davening and our learning and things like that, that we all have the capacity to be able to do so. We should be zocha. We should be zocha to understand, as Tegar taught us, the power of klal, the power of being part of the tzibor. We should also be zocha to appreciate always when the donors come our way, that's a sign, here is something which I can take from to uplift, to raise myself up, and to become all the greater, though never wanting to proactively bring it upon ourselves, to do it, whatever it is that we're able to do. Shkaya, guys, have really a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.